Welcome back to Michael Bright from the Ann Arbor Observer, joining us in studio on 1290 WLBY with a look at some of the events that the Observer has curated and has published in the pages of the Ann Arbor Observer, which is a monthly read. Pick that up at newsstands everywhere. If you reside in Ann Arbor, you should be getting that in your mailbox every month. It is a free publication, but certainly you can donate to them as well to keep those efforts going. You'll read about people in our town, issues that are important to Ann Arbor. You will definitely be considered a townie when you read the Ann Arbor Observer, because you know everything about Ann Arbor, thanks to the Ann Arbor Observer. Michael, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Lucien.
All right, what do you got for us this week?
Oh, we're starting to pick up steam here in the new year. A lot of stuff coming to town. Start off at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. This is going on Friday and Saturday night. Caitlin Pilifo, she's a gruff, sharp, and quick-witted Brooklyn comic who's coming to town this weekend. She's a regular in the NYC comedy club scene, kind of known for her lovable loose cannon persona, and she takes on a range of taboo subjects. So those are always fun. They've revamped that location, so it's really pretty in there now. 7:15 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and a 9:45 late show on Saturday. $21 for that.
Oh, what'd they do at Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase?
Well, a few years back, they completely renovated it.
Oh.
It's bigger. It's less kind of cavernous.
That great. Was part of their charm before, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's still a comedy club, but it's more like purpose-built now, I think.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's great. I haven't been there in a while. I'll have to check it out. Ann Arbor Civic Theater, Cassie Mann's got a production that she's directing.
Yeah, she's starting the run of a new play for them called The Humans. It's a 2016 Tony-winning one-act play. It's pretty well regarded. It was described by the New York Times as blisteringly funny, bruisingly sad, and altogether wonderful. And it's about an uncomfortable family Thanksgiving dinner in the shabby basement apartment in New York's Chinatown.
Well, aside from the location, haven't we all had one of those?
It's recommended for mature audiences.
Okay.
Keep that in mind. But so it's a new show. Looks cool. It's going this weekend and next weekend. Ann Arbor Civic Theater, of course, down at the end of Ann Street there, just outside of town. It's 7:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday shows, and then they do a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday.
All right. I'm going to really salute you if you can pronounce these next names.
So this is a couple of Belgian theater companies.
I imagine the first one is
Charlie-Watte.
Okay, Charlie-Watte, but Dimanche, isn't that Sunday in
French?
Yes,
in French.
Okay.
You know, the Belgians half speak French. So,
right. But Charlie-Watte, I'm not familiar with.
Charlie-Watte, I'm not either. And Focus is the name of the other company. And they're touring together. And then the name of the play they're putting out is called Dimanche.
Oh, Dimanche.
Dimanche.
Okay.
And it's, they're award-winning Belgian theater companies. This is kind of a experimental theater piece, but it looks pretty interesting. One of the theater companies uses puppetry. I think that's Charlie-Watte. And the other does mime.
Okay, who doesn't like puppets and mime?
Puppets and mime.
I think both of those are extraordinary art forms.
Right, and I think in Europe they take it really seriously.
They do. Yeah.
So there's, I guess it's hard to figure out what the plot is. There's going to be two parallel stories, one about a European family trying to eat Sunday dinner, so dimanche, and the other is on a group of wild animals in the Arctic Circle. It's, I guess, about climate change in some, it just looks really kooky and fun. It's a University Musical Society production there going out of the Power Center.
Sounds rather avant-garde.
It is, but it looks visually really interesting.
Okay.
And it's going on 7:30 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 2 p.m. matinees, both on Saturday and Sunday. It's a $44 ticket discount if you're a student. Yeah, check it out if you want to see something a little different.
You're listening to Michael Bright from the Ann Arbor Observer detailing some of the events going on around town. Don't forget, you can find out the complete listing in the Ann Arbor Observer. Pick it up at newsstands, and you can go online to annarborobserver.com. Next, we're going to head over to the Blue Llama, which is on Main Street in downtown Ann Arbor.
We have a great, I think Friday and Saturday, they have a show by Don Was, who is... He's a legendary Grammy Award-winning bassist. He's from Detroit.
Right.
And he was president of Blue Note Records for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he has a new band called the Pan Detroit Ensemble, and they're kicking off at the Blue Llama, and then they're going on in nationwide tour of some of the, you know, the top clubs all over. So it's a chance to see a really good jazz group. And they do kind of interpretations of jazz greats like from Detroit, like Yusuf Lateef and Henry Threadgill. But it should be an excellent show. Friday, Saturday, $65 tickets. Get them while you can.
All right. Carytown Concert House, what's happening there?
They have a show on Saturday. It's the King Lyman Cheng Trio. It's three U of M music faculty professors, I believe, oboe, bassoon, and piano.
Mm.
So it's a nice chamber group there playing a concert. Well, Carytown Concert House is always nice, cozy. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. for that, $30 to $40.
All right. And then finally, we're going to make our way on Sunday to the Arc on Main Street in downtown Ann Arbor as well.
Yeah, this is a cool-looking show as well. It's called Ember and Ash. It's the new side project of a fellow named Alex Holycross, who's he plays a self-styled brand of thrash grass, which is kind of like bluegrass meets metal.
Hmm.
And then he's teaming up with Aaron Zindel, who's the front woman of the Ragbirds. She's a fiddle player. She's real great stage presence, great singer. And they play a kind of, yeah, a really intense brand of outlaw Americana. I really liked it. It's kind of got a heavy metal edge-ish to it, but really graceful fiddling and cool sound. So it's a new project from them. A couple great area musicians. So a good thing to do on Sunday. Those are 7:30 shows at the Arc, $29.
All right. You get out and about quite a bit. Do you hear from people who say they really appreciate the Ann Arbor Observer's listings to find out what's happening?
Yeah. I mean, people keep the Observer on hand.
Yeah. Yes.
In many ways, because they always want to refer back to the events. So, yeah.
You can always go online, too, to do it.
So. You can, too. If you don't have your Observer on hand, you can get it through your phone.
AnnArborObserver.com. Great read. We highly recommend it. And we love partnering with them each month on the events, each week, for that matter, with Michael Bright. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, thanks, Lucienne.
All right. And go out there and have a great weekend, everyone. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.